Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
Good morning and a very warm welcome back to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. It was an extended break for the stock markets. 4 days of no action. Jesus came back in 3 days, but the stock markets took a whole 4 days to return. And here to take stock of all the events that might transpire during the course of the week and to help you pick some stocks, this is us with Stock Picks.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
First off, for those who want a quick TLDL, too long didn't listen, let me give you a quick abstract of 7 stocks which could give you as much as 15% return. We spoke to a whole bunch of different experts and they gave us the names of 7 stocks which could give you up to 15% return on your stocks. So let me quickly run through them right away. SRF Limited, it's a buy call, target of 2,060 rupees, return of 5.3%. Mahindra & Mahindra Finance Limited, it's a buy call, target of 486 rupees, a return of 5%. Apollo Tyres, buy call, target 320 rupees and a return of 15%. Divi's Laboratories Limited also has a buy call, target of 1,240 and a return of 13%. JK Tyre & Industries Limited, it's a buy call with a target of 179 rupees and a return of 10%. Rallis India Limited also comes with a buy call, 256 rupees is the target you're looking at and a return of 8%. And finally, Prakash Industries has a sell call with a target of 159 rupees and a return of 6%. I'll of course be returning to each of these calls and telling you more details about the particular stock, but for those of us on the move, we run it down quickly again. SRF Limited, buy 5.3%. Mahindra & Mahindra Finance, buy, return of 5%. Apollo Tyres, buy call 15%. Divi's Laboratories Limited, buy call 13%. JK Tyre & Industries, buy 10%. Rallis India, buy 8%. And Prakash Industries, sell and a return of 6%. Alright, for those of us with very busy lives or a short commute, that was a quick lowdown. For those of us who have a longer commute and who want to find out a little bit more about these stocks, let's break it down. Before we go on to the specifics of these individual stocks though, let's find out what happened in the concluding week of the financial year. Well, it turned out to be a truncated one, but it was not short of action. There was a massive recovery on Monday, but momentum seemed to fizzle out in the last two sessions. I'll go into a little greater detail about this on the Morning Markets Forecast podcast, so be sure to listen to that. But suffice to say that the battle of Wednesday may have been won by the bears, but the war of the last week was certainly won by the bulls. Come Wednesday, the markets remained under pressure, which was mainly on the back of a sharp overnight sell-off seen in US markets. Eventually, Nifty concluded the financial year a little bit above the 10,100 mark. Summarizing it, Sameet Chavan, who is also one of the people who gave us stock picks for today, went on to say that barring the last couple of months, the financial year has been one of the memorable ones for Indian stock markets. Although we did lose 10% from our record highs, our markets closed 10% higher from March 2017, which still is a great achievement for our benchmarks. He went on to say that for the coming week, 10,230 to 10,350 is a strong resistance zone, whereas on the lower side, 10,049 followed by 9,959 would act as crucial support zones. So as long as Nifty remains between 10,230 and 9,951, he expects the consolidation to continue, during which he believes a lot of individual stocks would provide better trading opportunities. And that is precisely what he did for us. Sameet Chavan, Chief Analyst, Technicals and Derivatives at Angel Broking, has two calls for us. Which are they? Let's find out. First up, SRF Limited or Shriram Fibers Limited, which has a huge range of offerings including technical textiles, engineering plastics, chemicals, packaging films and so on, and which incidentally was also listed in the 2011 Asia's Best Under a Billion list by Forbes magazine, has a buy call from Sameet Chavan. This stock has been maintaining its sturdy structure and is now at touching distance from its record highs. On Tuesday last week, we saw a good price volume breakout from the recent hurdle of 1,950 on a closing basis, but due to lack of follow-up buying on the following day, that is on Wednesday, the stock prices went back to its breakout point. Based on the technical charts that they have studied at Angel Broking, they believe it would provide the impetus for the next leg of the rally. So, it's a buy call on SRF Limited, target of 2,060 rupees, and traders are advised to follow strict stop loss at 1,885. A return of 5.3% is expected on SRF Limited and has a buy call. Moving on to the next stock that Sameet Chavan picked for us, like I said earlier, it's Mahindra & Mahindra Finance. It's a buy call with a target of 486 rupees and a stop loss of 440 rupees with a return of 5%. Let's take a look at the immediate history of Mahindra & Mahindra. Since early February, this stock has been consolidating its position around the 200 single-day moving average on the daily chart. Because of the uptrend in the last 2 days, the stock prices are finally out of the congestion zone. Now, what is the congestion zone? Well, congestion is a market situation where the demand of contract holders shareholders who want to exit their existing positions exceeds the supply of willing participants who want to enter into this offsetting position. We can understand this better if we understand what it is based on. Understanding congestion is based on something called auction theory. Auction theory says that there are a number of buyers and sellers in the market at any given point in time, and the price of a stock depends on the strength of the buyers and sellers. Easy enough, if buyers are stronger, the stock price goes up. If sellers are stronger, the stock price goes down. If there's a balance, that is, if sellers are just as active and strong as buyers, the price stands still and tends to trade within a tight range. This range is what is known as the area of congestion by technical analysts. Now, what happened with M&M Finance stocks during the last 2 days of last week's trading? It moved away from the congestion zone, and it seems like there could be short-term trend reversal in the counter. The volumes of this stock have also gone up in this course of action, and the weekly chart in the coming week looks quite encouraging, and that is why the stock is well-placed for a decent move in the near term. So based on the movement of the stock since, well, February, one can look to go long, that is buy, at around 456 for a target of 486 following a strict stop loss of 440. Returns of 5% expected. M&M Finance Limited, buy for a target of 486. Moving on now to Apollo Tyres. Do you have to replace these tyres or do you want to buy more of them? SMC Global Securities, a brokerage firm we spoke to, has a buy call on Apollo Tyres with a target of 320 rupees. So what's been happening in the recent stock history of the son of Zeus and Leto, this Greek god? Let's find out. Well, it's been beautiful, as you could only expect of a Greek god, as it happens. It hit a 52-week low of 207 rupees in March 2017 and a 52-week high of 288.65 this year on the 9th of January. The 200-day exponential moving average of Apollo Tyres is currently placed at a very healthy 251 rupees. It has been consistently trading in the range of 230 to 280 rupees for the last 8 months and has formed what is called an inverted head and shoulder pattern. That does not mean you've lost all your dandruff, but it means something very specific. When we say head and shoulder pattern, it means we're looking at three peaks. Now just imagine the silhouette of a head. One shoulder going up like that, and then comes down a little bit towards the neck, and then goes up again to form the head, falls back to the neckline again, and then there's a slight rise again when it comes to the next shoulder. That is what we call the head and shoulder pattern. The exact opposite of that is the inverse head and shoulder pattern. This is the pattern that we're seeing with Apollo Tyres. What does it generally mean? Investors typically enter into a long position or a buy position when the price rises above the resistance of the neckline that I spoke about. And that is precisely the call SMC Global Securities has issued for Apollo Tyres. Now, despite the volatility that we've seen in broader indices, Apollo Tyres is still trading around its all-time high, which obviously shows us the strength of the stock. So short-term, medium-term, and long-term bias on Apollo Tyres looks positive, and that is precisely one of the reasons why SMC Global Securities has issued a buy call on Apollo Tyres with a target of 320 rupees and a stop loss of 255 rupees. One can buy it in the range of 272 to 274 levels, and returns of 15% are expected on Apollo Tyres with a buy call and a target of 320 rupees. Up next, Divi's Laboratories and something called the cup and handle pattern. So I've already told you about inverted head and shoulder. One more pattern and I'm done with tutorials for today, I promise. But first of all, what does SMC Global Securities have to say about Divi's Laboratories? It's a buy call. Target of 1,240 rupees, stop loss at 1,000 rupees and a return expected of 13%. Let's consider this for a moment. Just in May last year, the 52-week low of Divi's Laboratories was 532 rupees. In about 6 months, on the 27th of December of last year, it hit a high of 1,142. So the 200-day exponential moving average of this stock is a pretty healthy 959 rupees. When you look at the graph on this, it does form something called the cup and handle pattern, or as I like to call it, half moon on a highway. So imagine a graph, there is a U-shape, and on the end, on the right-hand side, there is a quick slide. So half moon and a little highway, which is trending slightly downwards. This is what is called a cup and handle pattern, and I won't get into more details. Suffice to say, this is bullish in nature, meaning it's time to buy. It's taken about 15 months for this pattern to form on Divi's Laboratory stocks. The potential of rise, SMC believes, is quite strong. So the suggestion SMC Global Securities is making for Divi's Laboratories is that one can buy in the range of 1,070 to 1,080 levels for the upside target of 1,240 rupees and a stock loss below 1,000 rupees. So those are the two calls SMC Global Securities has made. Apollo Tyres, buy with a target of 320. Divi's Laboratories, buy with a target of 1240. And finally, let's turn to Dinesh Rohira, founder and CEO of Finance.com, which, for your reference, is spelled numerical 5nance.com. He gave us three calls. One of them was for JK Tyres and Industries. It's a buy call with a target of 179 rupees and a stop loss of 155 rupees and a return of as much as 10%. On the weekly price chart, the script has made a strong bullish candlestick pattern coupled with a likely bullish crossover on MACD in the upcoming session. The stocks have shown a growth on the volume front and it's a buy call on JK Tyres, which is currently holding support at 146 rupees and resistance level, which will be seen at 190 rupees. It's a buy call for JK Tyre, which is currently trading at 162.95 rupees. Moving on, a subsidiary of Tata also has a buy call by Dinesh Rohira, the founder and CEO of Finance.com. Rallis India has witnessed a robust momentum during last week's trading after forming a strong base at 215 to 213 levels. Rohira gives it a buy recommendation, currently trading at 238 rupees with a target of 256 rupees and a stop loss of 225 rupees and a return of 8%. And finally, Prakash Industries has a sell call by Dinesh Rohira. Target of 159 rupees, stop loss of 175 rupees and a return of 6%. It's facing resistance levels at 177 levels and strong support at 156 levels are expected. It's a sell recommendation on Prakash Industries because despite attempting to recoup its losses, it has failed to hold the level to slip below its crucial levels. So there we have it. Finance.com's Dinesh Rohira, SMC Global Securities and Sameet Chavan of Angel Broking have all chimed in to help you make some of the stock picks of the day. We hope the market opens in your favor on this day, the first of the financial year, and the picks that we've helped you make brings in the money, ding, ding, ding. How the markets do open and how they end up closing. You'll find out all of that when we join you with the Market Closing Podcast in the evening. Until then, thank you for joining us. My name is Rakesh. This is Money Control.